Namaste. My name is Huey Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak, why is cheap traveling more fun? Maybe you think that I'm a miser. Okay, I agree. But I want more adventure. I want to meet locals. I want to ask experienced travelers. I want to have more fun with simple people. Yes, that's the reason why I always travel cheap. And I don't want to be isolated in a luxury hotel or in a big hotel together with all the time the same people, eating the same dishes like at home. And this we see everywhere. So they just go to the beach and everything is the same. That's the perfect vacation for 80% of the people. Instead, really to experience something totally new, to be open for adventures. And even it's sometimes very, very hard to travel cheap. And this time is the best time to develop faith in God. So I've hitchhiked from the east to west coast, so Canada, and from the north Canada to South America. I've done all these things. And this is the best for developing faith in God. Then comes, and not everybody can do such things. Okay. We have 2 day couch surfing where the people can stay for free at other homes. And we have work away where the people can work 4 or 5 hours and they get free food, free accommodation, and also some money. And with couch surfing, this thing is awesome. So in the last month, stayed 4 new people, and I've met really awesome, interesting people, what I would not meet in Krabi, where I live. And then I got the best information how to get the cheapest flight, where to go, and real information from Ukraine, from Venezuela. And then I could really see that the fake news, what we see, are all wrong. So, and then the people say, not for everybody, when you are a girl, what is so? At my home state, a girl, 21 year old, from France, very beautiful, and she never got raped, and she was a guest at 100 different hosts, and there were mainly males. She never got raped. Oh. Oh, and I took the chance and made a beautiful picture from her when she was making yoga on the beach. So other chances also, when I was younger, then I worked as a student in the USA and also in Amsterdam, in Holland. I'm over IESTE. It's a student exchange program somehow. And then you can work everywhere and you get also salary. Not so bad, no. The other thing is, do you like that? Or do you want to have a boring life? Is not traveling cheaper much better for your money? So this Franks girl, and it's only $50 every month when she is traveling for accommodation, for her food, nothing more. And then she's flying with a Norwegian Airways, very cheap. There's a direct flight from Krabi to Oslo or from Krabi to Stockholm for $120. In normal case, if I book from Krabi to Oslo or to Europe, guess I pay for a one-way flight about €600. Not dollar, this means about $700. And I got all the information over Skyscanner how to get the cheapest flight. So you have to book, I think, 2 or 3 or 4 weeks before. Otherwise, you make the other offer, the last minute offers, and then you get the other cheap things. And also when I was in Panama, that the people were working with Workaway, and the thing worked out. And then you cannot say, I cannot afford to travel. I could afford always to travel. Always. Because I know how to travel damn cheap. And not luxury. It is much more exciting. Okay, I hope that I have inspired you, and at the end, there are all the good links for cheap flying and so on. Okay, bye.